You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer, and now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a little five-year-old boy whose mother was Catholic and whose father was Methodist. One Sunday morning, the little boy was at Mass with his mother while his father was across town at the Methodist church service. That Sunday, the priest's homily seemed particularly long. The little boy began to get restless. And so finally, he turns to his mom and says in a whisper that everyone in church could hear, "Can we go now?" And his mom turned to him and replied, "No, it's only half over." And again in a whisper that all could hear, the little boy says to his mother, "That's okay. I'm only half Catholic." Two weeks from today, we will celebrate the dedication of our new church. One of the first elements of the dedication ritual will be the blessing of our new baptismal font. Before the bishop blesses the font and water in it, we will have him pour into the water of our font some water brought from the Jordan River by a parishioner who was with the bishop on the pilgrimage to the Holy Land last Lent. The pouring of the water from the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized into the waters of our font will symbolize for us that just as Jesus' baptism was the turning point in his life, so too our baptism is to be the turning point in our life. Luke tells us today in his account of the baptism of Jesus that after Jesus was baptized and in prayer, a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." In essence, this too is what God says to each one of us on the day of our baptism. "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased." Once God adopts us as God's own child, God never disowns us. Through our sin, we may sometimes reject or disown God, but our Heavenly Father never gives up on us. Someone once said that a saint is simply someone who believes that God loves them. Indeed, this is the heart of our Christian faith. This is the most basic doctrine of the church, that God loves each one of us unconditionally, as a mother or father loves their son or daughter, and even more. All that we do as Christian disciples is our attempt to make a personal response to that experience of God's love in our life. That's what faith is. And it is that faith, that response to God's love in our life, that can bring us salvation. And that's what we're given hope of in the day of our baptism as we begin that journey of faith. If we do not believe that God loves us, then nothing we do as Christians makes any sense. Why would we ever want to love a God that doesn't love us? 2 weeks from today, when you enter the nave of our new church, the first thing you will see is the baptismal font, shaped in the form of a cross, a powerful symbol of just how much our God loves us. So great is God's love for us that God took on human flesh at Bethlehem in the person of Jesus and then died on the cross for our sins. That font in the shape of a cross remind us that God's love for us is not half-hearted. And neither should our love for God and for others be half-hearted. And very simply put, this is what our parish full stewardship initiative is all about. Inviting each and every baptized member of the parish to make a full response to their baptismal call to discipleship. The good news is, if we make a full response to God's love for us, our joy will be complete here and in the hereafter. Let us never be half-hearted in living or sharing our faith. Let us be bold and be fully immersed in the church into which we have been baptized. Let us continue to seek to learn our faith, to love our faith, and most importantly, to live our faith.